The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
In Romans chapter 11, Paul talks about olive trees, wild olive branches, breaking of branches, and grafting in. What is he talking about? Stay tuned and find out as Ken Yates and Catherine Wright will have a discussion about this today. They are doing their Free Grace series through Romans, and they are now toward the end of chapter 11. Hey, this is the Grace Evangelical Society. We are so glad that you've tuned in today to our podcast broadcast ministry. If you want to know more about us, our website is faithalone.org. We have many, many resources there for you, including a free subscription to our magazine, Grace in Focus. I hope you'll check it out. That's faithalone.org. Now to our discussion for the day. Here is Catherine Wright and Ken Yates.
We are continuing our discussion in Romans chapter 11, and we're in that section now where Paul is talking about horticulture stuff.
Yeah, real light and fluffy.
So we have the difficulty of understanding the book of Romans because we have to fight with all the traditional ways of understanding all this and replacement theology and everything else. And now we're throwing in how trees grow.
I was about to say, if we have any listeners who are gardeners and expert in this, please, we live in our office with like our commentaries and stuff. Like we have not, plants are not our wheelhouse.
But hopefully, as we discuss what Paul says about trees growing and branches growing out of trees and being grafted in, even if we butcher how it works in nature, we get Paul's point.
Right. Yeah.
And in verse 16, he's talked about the fact that a remnant of the nation of Israel has believed, but the majority has not believed. And that's our starting point. And then he says in verse 16, that the first fruit is holy, and the lump is also holy. I think what he means here, the first fruit, is that the remnant of Jews who have believed is holy, and the lump here is probably a reference to the promises made to Abraham. Mm-hmm. He is the lump, or the root, if you will, because he talks about if the root is holy, so are the branches. So the remnant of Jews who have believed are these branches, and they are holy. I think that's probably the best way to understand it. And then he says, if some of the branches were broken off, this is talking about the majority of the nation of Israel. Mm-hmm. The majority of the nation of Israel is in unbelief, and so they are like branches of a tree that have been broken off. They have, what would we say, alienated themselves from the promises made to Abraham of justification by faith alone, the blessings that flow from this that we've seen in the book of Romans. But clearly, Paul is saying that the majority of the nation of Israel are these branches that are part of this tree, the nation, and they have been broken off. They are not a part of what God is doing in the world today. And then he says in verse 17, and you, now here he's talking about the Gentiles, believers,
right?
You being a wild olive tree. In other words, you are not a part in the Old Testament when God was dealing with the world through the nation of Israel. You were grafted in among them. And so here's where the horticulture stuff comes in. Branches from another tree, which is the Gentiles, and that's the wild olive tree, are branched in to the good or the pure olive tree.
Holy.
I don't know how that works. How are branches? I've heard tree experts talk about how this works, but still, I have
it's
no
fascinating.
Idea.
It's fascinating. I mean,
have
when
no
they
idea
talk,
what
it's
they're
pretty cool.
Talking about. And it says, and with them, the root or the remnant that have believed, you have became a partaker of the root and fatness of the olive tree. Now, again, don't know how this works in nature, but Paul's main point is clear here, that there is the olive tree and that many branches of the olive tree, which is the nation of Israel, have been broken off. They are unbelieving. They are under the wrath of God. And you as Gentiles, as wild olive tree branches, have been grafted in.
Been brought in.
Right.
And grafted in, which is mercy and grace.
That's right. And you are receiving of the fatness, the blessings.
Right.
And this would be back in Romans 4, it starts with justification by faith alone, which was Abraham's example for us. He was justified by faith alone. So are these Gentile believers and all the blessings that spring from that.
So we kind of go back to verse 12, talking about the riches for the Gentiles, the fatness.
Exactly.
All these benefits and blessings that they've received.
Right.
They've been incorporated into the body of Christ.
What we see here is that the majority of the nation of Israel has been broken off and Gentiles have been grafted in. So,
and again, we talked about this last time, but it's so important to say that this is more than just receiving eternal life.
Right.
It's obvious that that is the case because, again, Gentiles could be saved in the Old Testament, but that this is bringing them into God's vessel in which he's going to operate within the world. That's certainly part of it. And that they now have the indwelling of the Spirit, the power to live righteously. That's a big part of Romans. So these riches, this fatness is not just that, okay, they're going to heaven.
That's right. Yeah. The resurrected Lord lives with them. The Spirit lives with them. They can walk in righteousness. They can produce the fruit of the Spirit. All these things now are available to these who have been grafted in. But once again, the question is, well, does that mean that the majority of the nation of Israel or the nation of Israel now has been rejected? You know, that God's done with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very clear in this rest of this discussion about this olive tree and the branching in and all that, that that's not the case,
right,
that God is not done with them.
Yeah, but before that, Paul also gives a warning to the Gentiles here in verse 18. We were talking about this a little bit beforehand. There's a little bit of an irony to this warning in verse 18. I'll read it. Paul says, "Do not boast against the branches, but if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you." So in other words, to the Gentiles, he says, now don't get arrogant in this. Yes, you've been grafted in and you've been given this fatness and the riches and all these blessings, but don't you get a big head.
And if the root here is going back to Abraham, this is a strong indication. God hasn't forgotten what he's promised to Abraham and to the nation of Israel.
And the irony being that there are many people who would argue that God is done with Israel.
Yeah, he has forgotten.
And Gentiles were it. We're the big kid on campus now. And look at us. God loves us and he hates Israel. And there you go. But Paul warns against that attitude here to the Gentiles.
And he warns them in verse 19 when they say, and this is talking about Gentile believers, branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. So there's the boasting. Look, those guys have been broken off. They don't believe. We do. We get all these benefits.
Nanny, nanny, boo-boo.
Nanny, nanny, boo-boo, right?
Yeah.
And Paul says, because of unbelief, they were broken off. And you stand by faith. Do not be haughty, but fear. Now notice this, verse 21. For if God did not spare the natural branches, the nation of Israel, he may not spare you either. Therefore, consider the goodness and severity of God on those who fail severity, but towards you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness, otherwise you also will be cut off. Now, obviously, if eternal life is something you cannot lose, Paul is not saying you better be careful or God will cut you off. He will remove you from the tree and you'll go burn in hell. That's obviously not what Paul means there. Scripture cannot contradict scripture, but he is talking to the Gentiles and he says, don't be arrogant against the Jews, because just as he removed them, he can remove you.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think, Catherine? What do you think he's hinting at here? Or what's his main point?
As we've been saying, God is not done with the nation of Israel. And we know that there's going to come a time when the Lord is going to return his attention to the nation of Israel. And so I think that Paul's hinting at the fact that there's going to come a time when the Gentiles are not going to respond to the gospel. And we will see that
once again, the Lord is going to operate through the nation of Israel in the tribulation period.
Yes, and we're going to see that in the next session, that God is not done. And so what he's saying is to the Gentiles as a whole, there's going to come a time when the Gentile world is no longer going to be responsive to the message of grace. Now, when is that going to be? We don't know. And when that happens, as we're about to see, God is once again going to turn to the natural branches, the Jewish people. I remember Zane Hodges in 2 Peter chapter 3, in his commentary, he writes that there's going to come a day, God is not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Mm-hmm. He writes that there's in 2 Peter 3, there's going to come a day when
the times of the Gentiles are full. Yeah. There's going to come a point where it's like everything just caps out. Dispensationalism is the teaching that the Lord deals with mankind in different ways, in different dispensations. And so what we're arguing is that right now we are in the dispensation of the church, but that is going to come to its fullness, right? That is going to come to its completion. And at that time, the Lord will once again use the nation of Israel to accomplish his tasks within the world, that even though they are a vessel of wrath right now, they will once again be a vessel of reconciliation. And I'm going back to our conversation last time. So we see this premise throughout the New Testament that we are blessed in the church age, but that we should be careful not to become arrogant in that, because there will come a point when the Lord will return to the nation of Israel.
So there's going to come a time when the Gentile world will no longer be willing to repent.
Just as the nation here has become hardened, the Gentile world will also become hardened.
And then that's when the rapture will occur and the tribulation will come upon the world. So obviously here Paul is saying that God is not done with the nation of Israel. But if we didn't get it, we're going to see it in the next verses, which will be a part of our next session. And in the meantime, as we're waiting for that, remember, keep grace in focus.
Thank you both for that informative discussion. Our goal at the Grace Evangelical Society is to teach Scripture clearly and without confusion. One of the best tools for that clarity, we believe, is our website. It's faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On our site, we have all kinds of materials that are designed to help you mature and grow in your faith and your understanding of Scripture. Please come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. You'll be glad you did. God loves a cheerful giver, and that's why we think our financial partners are some of the happiest people in the world. If you would like to learn how to become a financial partner with Grace in Focus, we would very much appreciate it. Learn more at faithalone.org. It's really exciting to hear from our listeners. So if you've got a question, comment, or feedback, I hope you'll reach out to us. Best way to do that is through email. Here is our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On the next episode, we want to take you to the Grace Evangelical Society's National Conference 2023, recorded right on site, an interview with Bob Vandensek. Please listen next time. This is the Grace Evangelical Society. Until next time, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.